Toby and Josh.
Yep. Jeez, if you are going to listen to this podcast, you're going to hear one of the best questions that's ever been asked.
I've got the demons.
To any AFL player.
I've got the demons bad. I went in with an idea in my head of what I was going to ask, wrote it down even, and then I don't know what came over me. I got mumble jumbled, and then...
And I didn't bail her out.
No, I was looking at you, but your face instead was just... full of laughter. You had to turn your mic off.
Because I was so confused.
I was confused.
Well, how do you want me to help
you? I don't know what I was trying to do. Oh, at least he answered it.
Yeah, he did.
How? I don't know.
Good old Grime Minds. What a legend.
Far out.
What else? Same, but different. Oh, well. I'm not going to talk about that.
I will.
If you want to talk about rigged.
Same, but different was great.
That was it was rigged. And if you don't admit to that, admit it. That was, your questions were a lot easier.
They were a lot easier.
Like, significantly.
They were a lot easier.
It was a joke. And he's just doing that to make up for not voting for you.
And that's
which I voted 3-2-1 for you, Toasty.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
We did do the hot seat again. And finally, I can say you might see some money coming to the show.
It's just exciting. Lots of it. You can listen to it all right now on the podcast.
Toby and Josh's same.
Hello.
But different. Different.
Same. But different.
But still same.
Ah, he is back. I'm glad we could sort things out between Herbie and Ben. But
is it
Ben,
sorted?
I don't know.
I'd say it's sorted.
Okay. For now. We'll just see you next competition.
Water under the bridge.
Fight over a Toasty if you've missed it. Anyway.
Hey, is it sorted if you win? Is that the question we're going to go with here?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how I'm feeling.
All right. Well, maybe it's skewed in your direction. Ben, how does this game work?
Of course, two songs by the same name, completely different songs by completely different artists. The more you can tell me about the songs, the more points you will get. Josh is currently still the carryover champion, so make the first set of songs go to you. Here we go. This is another one of those ones where neither of them says the title.
The song,
so, yeah.
I think it's Fighter.
The Fighter is correct.
Keith Urban and Kelly Underwood.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
The last one. Oh, I can't even remember what the song was now. I'm just going to go Guy Sebastian.
Guy Sebastian, no. Anything on Herbie's
side? I just
like
that second song again, thanks.
Second song again. Here we go. Josh thinks he's had a revelation. What have you got for us?
I'm like, Dean Guy is coming to me.
Ryan Tedder is in there, but no, it's Gym Class Heroes.
Oh, of course Ryan Tedder. It's a song. Ryan Tedder's obviously on there.
So 2-0 right now for Josh. Let's go to Herbie's first set of songs.
Hello from the other
side. Sigh of relief.
On the board.
Well, hello.
So it's Adele, hello.
Adele.
And there's that. It's the cat.
Go with your gut.
Cat Empire.
Cat Empire, yes. Well done. Oh. Sweeps it for
wow,
the three.
If this hasn't been skewed in one direction, I don't know what has. Anyway, let's continue on.
Well, you might want to go with that theory for this one right here.
Here we go.
Josh.
Bruno Mars, Bruno The Way Mars. You Are.
Yes.
And then, who's that for? Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 3-2
no idea.
1. Anything from Herbie?
No, I'm not going to be able to help you
looking
out.
Looking for Milky on that one right there.
Milky?
Milky.
Is that a group or just a person?
Not exactly sure, to be honest. I'd have to look into it more. But right now we're sitting on 4-3. Josh's favour right
Rigged
now. Herbie has a chance to win. Josh, this is walking out. He's done. He's gone. He's walked out the door. That's it.
It's Senorita, Justin Timberlake, and Camila Cabello.
Yeah, and I'll give you Camila Cabello because Shawn Mendes is there. So he's taken everything. He's gone.
So. I win! It's not as fun when he's not in the studio to celebrate. He's bloody walked off.
So he usually wraps up the break. Do you just want to do a Herbie and Josh?
Thanks, Ben, for joining us. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
105.
So, Herbie, overseas we're going, and there was one of those, like, school board meetings. So they're a big thing over in the States. I don't think we've really, like, I can't remember.
No, but I've seen a lot of these on the internet.
Yeah.
And you see it in movies because they rally everyone together. You go, get all the teachers, get all the parents.
That's right. They always chat to the school board.
And then the students come barging in and go, we debate it.
That's right. Anyway, so there was one happening overseas, and basically the students obviously just thought they were going to do a bit of a prank, and they put some names in there that might have sounded like something else. So these were fake names.
This is great.
Anyway, here's what went down.
Thank you so much, Ms. Thomas. We do appreciate you. Phil McCracken. Phil McCracken. Eileen Doler. Wayne Kerr. Wayne Kerr.
And so this guy, I think, read out about six or seven names that just obviously was so fake. And
you just love that, though. You think, take a bow, whoever did that.
A bit of fun.
Because you always love to get one over your teachers in school.
Well, that one will go down forever.
Exactly. It'll be one of the pranks of all time. It wasn't a name change as such when I was at school, but my best friend and I, Flippo, on one of our last days, because I was school captain and she was house captain. We ran into the office, and Miss Sharp was the lady who worked in the office and made the announcements. And because we were in the leadership team, we came sprinting in, and she said, what's happening, girls? What's going on? I've gone, Miss Sharp. Oh, it's the worst. We've got the assembly coming up, and a year 11 student has the USB that I need. Can you please call her to meet Flip on Herbie at the year 12 study? And she said, yeah, sure.
Of course,
sure.
Calm down, girls.
She's like, fine.
Give us the name.
And she asked for the name. And at this time, when I was in year 12, this person wasn't that big. They'd only released one song.
Yeah.
And so we just said, it's Nicki Minaj. So over the whole speaker, she did the, can Nicki Minaj please meet Flippo and Herbie in the year 12 study? That is, and the repeated, when they repeat it, it's the best. Nicki Minaj. First name, Nicki. Second name, Minaj.
And then when you're waiting there, she's like, I don't think she's coming.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, now, a trait of me is my singing that I like to do all the time.
I think a lot of people like to sing. You just sort of
sing to yourself.
Mm.
If I'm in my car, I'm singing. If I'm in the studio, I'm singing. When we're playing a song, I'm singing along. So this morning, we were working at home, and I was just in our lounge room with my laptop and obviously just singing along, not sure what song or anything, but just having a jolly good time. And my other housemate, Miles, he was at home too, and he came rushing out of his bedroom, and I thought, what's going on here? And he told me something, which it shocked me.
All right.
Herbs, have you ever done singing lessons before?
No, not at all. I've got a bad voice.
I reckon you're pretty good.
I'll take it.
You hear that? Pretty good, Joshua.
So he plays music, doesn't he?
He's got a guitar. Yeah. He's one of those people that can listen to a song, doesn't need to look up notes, and then can
do it. And he says, you've got a good voice.
Exactly. Because I've always been told I'm a terrible singer. They say, Herbie, shut up. But hearing this, have people been lying to me my whole life?
Well, I didn't want to answer because I thought that'd be biased. Of course, I'm going to tell you you're bad. You know, like, it's like,
you would, yeah.
I'm just,
you like to bring me down any way you can.
That's right. You know, lower the confidence a little bit. So I got you to sing a song.
Yeah. This wouldn't be my go-to song, but it's our song,
okay.
May I say.
So this is a little snapshot of it.
Okay.
Hear a lot about sinners. Don't think that I'll be a saint.
Now, can I say you've got the headphones on at this point and you're singing into the mic like you can sing?
Yeah, because when you hear the backing track, you honestly think you're on
You gave me the confidence. As I said, I'm not going to comment on it. I'm not going to say
it. It is our Justin Bieber Holly, if you were unsure.
I went around the office and asked a few people. Chandra was one of them. And then the two guys that are in production, because they listen to sound all day.
Oh, yeah, Maddie and Pete.
That's right. So here's what people around the office had to say about whether or not you could sing.
It's making me say the way.
I like it, but one bit of advice, I wouldn't give up your day job. not bad.
The way this gap opens up when we touch
wow.
it, it's making.
That's great.
Right.
Yeah, wow.
She loves it.
So, any talent?
Look, maybe like a bit more practice.
Needs a bit of work, doesn't it? Out of 10. What would you say? Honest, you can be honest. It's okay.
I know. I don't think it gets on the scale.
I thought at least I'd get over 5.
Nothing.
Coming home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. Toby and Josh's
hot seat. Hot. And speaking about weather, that is our hot seat. Theme for today, Herbie. Which
is it?
Great. Yeah. Well, it's been such a good day. Such a good
it
day
has.
The spring.
It has. Yesterday and today, pearlers of days.
So good. Tomorrow we're going to have some incredible rain, but that doesn't matter. That
I kind of like it. It's mixing it up.
All right. So what we're doing is weather records. You just have to tell me the correct answer.
Okay.
Normal hot seat rules, A, B, C, and D. Let's
yep.
transition across to the chair, Herbs.
Okay.
Her name is Natalie Herbstreit. She has been unsuccessful a lot of the time.
This is why this week, Joshua, I am going to try and not make eye contact with you because
okay,
you
call.
Play mind games with me.
Fair enough. We are doing weather records today. The first question, what is the heaviest officially recorded hailstone?
Hail. The biggest hailstone, okay.
Is it A, 1.02 kilograms? Is it B, 1.23 kilograms, C, 1.47 kilograms, or D, 1.55 kilograms?
I'm going to lock in C, thanks, Josh.
Lock in C, very quick, didn't even want to think about it.
Because I think it's got to be a big bad boy, and the 1.55, why would it be just a flat 5.5? That's why it's put me off D, so I'm going for the 4.7.
No,
it's a D?
It was A.
1.02
kilograms.
Oh, I thought it would be a big mama.
No.
Only 1 kilo.
All right. The most intense ever recorded hurricane. So this could be on land or at sea.
Okay.
And just keep in mind, so there's cyclone, hurricanes, and typhoons.
And what?
They're all the same thing. They're just labelled differently in different
parts
of
the
world. Yeah. Okay.
Fun facts as well as a game, Joshua.
Is it A, Cyclone Winston?
Good name.
B, Hurricane Patricia, C, Cyclone Ida, or D, Typhoon Tip?
Okay. My mum's name's Patricia, so I feel like I want to lock in.
It's actually a bit of a...
B.
Bit of a terror.
Oof. It's been a few hurricanes at home.
You want to lock in B?
Patsy, thanks, Patricia.
Hurricane Patricia.
Ah!
No, unfortunately. It was Typhoon Tip.
I liked the tip.
Yeah.
I liked
good
the
name,
tip.
Isn't it, Typhoon Tip?
Typhoon Tip.
However, very scary wind temperatures there. So,
exactly.
Anyway, what country has the highest ever temperature recorded during the day at 42.6 degrees? Is it Algeria?
I have never heard of Algeria.
That's in Africa.
Thank you.
Is it Oman?
Africa?
Is no, that's in the Middle East.
Okay.
Is it in India?
I know where that is.
Is it China? A, B, C, or D?
42.6.
Yeah.
You're saying.
Well, it's a bit warmer than that, but that was just...
Okay.
In fact, it's definitely warmer than that. I think it's
52.6. Is it B? Or can I have a 50-50, thanks, Eddie?
What are you leaning towards?
B and C.
B and C. Bum bum. You're a B and C. That's you're locked in. That's your 50-50. It's B or
it's
C.
It's B or C.
Yeah.
I'm always so close with these. I'm going to lock in B, thanks, the Middle East.
Oman? You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well done.
Yes!
Congratulations. Very well done. Your last one, you got there.
Yes!
What a day. What
that feels so much better than it should feel, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Here's one little question.
Incredible effort.
Gosh!
Well done, Herbie.
Oh!
Incredible.
I feel good.
Getting better and better.
Coming home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There's a lot of negativity in the world at the moment.
That's right.
a lot of people that I'm friends with are actually turning off. They don't want to hear the news anymore because they're just sick of it. And it's understandable. We get that.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Everyone can relate to it.
Especially when you see the numbers going up and we've all been locked down for so long. Yes. That's the other concerning thing, isn't it?
And that's why right now we thought, let's try and find some feel-good stories that's happening in the world right now, because it's not all bad. It's not all gloom. There is some nice things happening. And for me, I found a lovely TikTok video. So if you go on to TikTok, you can follow the user Caitlin Nasser.
Yeah.
Because she's posted a series of videos, and it's all to do with her golden retriever.
Oh, I love it.
Now, her golden retriever just watches the sunset.
Oh, I've seen that video. Oh, God, that's good, isn't it? He just sits out there on the porch and just watches the sun go down.
And not only that, when people started getting amused and felt quite nice from seeing that, they said, why don't you go sit with him? So the next video, she sat with him.
Oh, that's really
nice. And
then
the next one, a cat went and sat with him.
Oh, that's good. That's the little things in life, isn't it? How you, I love those trends on TikTok that just
bounce. And especially, like, a sunset does make me feel great. So a dog in a sunset, double whammy.
Oh, amazing. This is another good one. So apparently, you know when how you can online order now?
Oh, yeah.
And so you, in the notes for whatever the order is, say it's your Woolies or your Coles order or whatever, you can leave a little message. And so people have been leaving like all these messages to the staff that are filling their orders. They've been bloody busy. Oh, haven't they? The whole time. Well, they haven't been at home. Please stay safe, stay positive. Without people like you working to help people put food on the table, we'd be in trouble. You guys are our heroes.
Oh.
Thank you to the staff member packing our groceries during this time. We greatly appreciate it. Thanks for all your hard work. Keep going. So it's really nice to see, isn't it?
That is lovely, because they have really done the hard yards.
Think
of all the people who have been going out there buying all the toilet paper. These people have to fill the shelves.
Telling people to stop, you know, like how you can only take one. It'd be nice to get some positive reinforcement, wouldn't it?
Oh.
Every now and then.
You mean us?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What do our bosses say to us?
I don't know if they know we're on air.
I don't even know if they know we exist. It's Herbie and Josh. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock
955. Yeah, nah.
Alrighty, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, see where you sit on certain things. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes.
Such a lovely day. Nothing could bring me down.
No, not at all. Kicking off with eating 30 plants a week.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Is that?
Like fruit and veg, and then you like, there's like some other things like nuts
servings?
And stuff. Yeah, serving size is 30.
No, yeah, I think you could do, like every day. Yeah, nah, yeah. But if you're, my brain went to eating a whole plant, and I was like, who's eating 30 plants?
That's why I keep dying at your place.
Another one did.
Did it actually? Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, so dietitian's just saying it's pretty easy when you think about all the things you can put in there. And 30 doesn't really sound like it.
Too much.
And yeah, it's a cup of it. So you need one cup of it. So that's like
a cup of banana.
Yeah, or whatever it is.
Spinach, a cup of spinach.
Yeah, it was like one serving.
What's your favourite veggie or fruit?
Capsicum.
Capsicum.
Love it. Eat it like an apple.
You do. I hear you eat it like
an
apple.
I'm not allowed to eat in the office with you around, that's for sure. Next one, Burning Man.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. That's so last year, isn't it? It's 2020. It's not 2021.
No, it is 2021. Oh, are you talking about this festival?
Yeah.
Burning Man's been going for a little bit longer than 1 year.
I think I just watched a doco on it last year. That's why.
No, you watched the Fire Festival.
Okay. Wrong one. Yeah. Not for me.
So Burning Man's like one of those big festivals overseas, and that got cancelled, like, you know, how Golden Plains, Meredith,
Falls
all those
ones. Falls this year has been cancelled.
All those have gone. Basically, so all these rich people that were going to go to Burning Man anyway just decided to bring, like, basically the party there into the same site that it would
really
be. Yeah, they just set it up.
All the joys to have money.
Yeah, you have to be loaded.
It just can do things that we can't do.
That's right. It's very true. Popeye.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, I love Popeye.
It was a great show, wasn't
it?
Great. Very weird when you think about it. But
eats the spinach, gets the bigger muscles. Who was his love interest? Can you remember?
Oh, I don't know, but she had the wiggly arms.
Oh, this is going to kill
me. What was her name? Well, you get that anyway. You're a,
Olive,
there you go.
Olive.
So that Russian bodybuilder that had the injections in his biceps to make him look bigger. You remember that guy?
Yeah.
He's only so young too, which was super dangerous. And
why would you do that?
Oh, I don't know.
Muscles aren't everything.
Anyway, his fighting name is Bazooka Hands. And he had his first MMA fight, which is like, you know, the UFC, the mixed martial arts. His biceps popped. That during the fight had to withdraw.
Well, what's the point? You know, there goes his name. Well, you have to change
work,
that.
It did not work. We thought, would it work? No.
No.
We were right.
Back to scrawny arms.
Herbie and Josh and Garrett. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
How good. Cats taking on GWS. Over in Perth, though, which is a little odd, isn't it?
It's odd, but it has to happen, you know.
It has to happen, doesn't it? One man that is going to be there, Herbs, Grime Myers from the Cats. Grime, where's Mark McGowan there at the airport making sure you're all getting COVID tested as you're coming in?
Pretty much.
How about the news of Eddie this week? Wouldn't let Eddie in, old Mark McGowan.
What do you reckon of that?
Yeah, I did say that. Very interesting, probably for the right reasons, but...
That's fair.
Look, it is a big game tomorrow night. It's a huge game for the Cats, but also for your leader, Selwood. He's going to take the club record. How does he go around the... well, you're not in the change rooms, I guess, this week, but around to heading into the game. How's his morale?
Nothing changes, really. I think that's what's really good about us at Geelong. It's just that if we win or we lose, we try to keep the same kind of energy and positivity and confidence each week. Like, you don't get carried away with a win, and you don't get carried away with a loss, really. And things don't go your way on the day, doesn't mean everything's all doom and gloom, and doesn't mean we can't bounce back this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, what do you do? How much did you watch the game, or do you forget it in the final series? Like, how much tape are you watching from last week?
We've watched a fair bit this week. There's definitely games where you just kind of know that it just wasn't really your day, and that you don't need to watch it. But last week was definitely one where we did need to watch, and there were things that we need to fix, but they're very easily fixable, which is a good thing. And I think we'll be able to fix them, and hopefully we still have three more games to go.
And for yourself, Grian, you've had a few troubles with your knee this year. How's it feeling ahead of tomorrow's night's game?
Yeah, it's in my leg. I've never missed a game my whole life through any injury or illness or anything. So it's been new to me this year, and I've missed two chunks of games with my leg. It just hasn't been the lower leg. It hasn't been right. But it's been good to like learn what it's like to have adversity and see how I can bounce back. I haven't been playing the footy I've wanted to. I mean, bad, but I just want to be a little bit better and hopefully 3 weeks to go. So I'll try and do that.
Because you seem like such a calm guy on the field. Like you, and like just speaking to you now, you're just a calm sort of guy. Do you get frustrated with yourself and like on the ground thinking you can do more, or is it after the game?
Yeah, I do. I try to keep quite level-headed throughout games. Like, I'm definitely different to a lot of other players out there who will take the emotion in, and they kind of use the emotion of the crowd and stuff. Yeah. Like, I kind of don't really... feed off anything else apart from myself and just knowing what I need to do, which by the end of the day is when you struggle, and as a high half forward, it's a role that you can have days where they're just so bad and some days they're great, but you play the exact same way. I try to keep calm and do what I can do, and hopefully that's good for the team.
And a player who maybe is a little bit opposite to you is Toby Green. Now, he's been ruled out ahead of tomorrow night's clash. What's your thoughts on the 3-match ban?
I think, they needed to go one way or the other. If he was caught guilty, I think they needed to stamp him out for a fair whack, which I would love to be versing him. People say that that's kind of a good thing for us, but no, you do want to verse the best players and that kind of situation. But if he was found not guilty, he should have got 0 weeks. So if he was found guilty, I did see he needed to get a punishment, as you want to stamp that out in all levels of footy, and you don't want umpires feeling scared or threatened by players, as it's just they're just doing their job out in the field every week.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Who's the danger player then for GWS? I mean, they've got a few, but who are you guys concerned about?
Yeah, they got two that I not that we're going after or anything on the coach or anything, but just in my opinion. but Lockie Whitfield and Josh Kelly are just two players that I admire. Just they're both so quick and silky, and when they get the ball in their hands, they can just hit targets wherever they see them. So they're two that I would really like not to have an influence tomorrow night.
So when you know a player is quicker than you, are you trying to chase, like, just for the vision the next week? Are you like, look, you know, you didn't give up? Is that the point?
Yeah, every player is quicker than me, but I'll always try and chase to look like I'm doing something.
And then, so what do you reckon about Saturday night's game? Who goes through? Because we've called that one on K-Rock as well.
Yeah, we got Brisbane and Bulldogs. Bulldogs are my smoky. Yeah, I'd say they win it.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to go up against Bulldogs if it came down to you guys at the end?
Grant will take on anyone.
Chase down anyone?
I think it doesn't matter to us. We'll try and just beat whatever's in front of us. And I think a few weeks ago when we didn't know what was happening with the bye, Bulldogs would have been nice because they would have also had four games like us. But now with a bye, I don't think it will matter.
Ah, nice one. All right, Graham. Well, all the best for tomorrow night's clash.
Rest up.
We're obviously behind you here in Geelong, and good luck.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
No worries. He's a very cool, calm, collected unit.
So chilled.
Just a legend.
Even when I throw absolute monsters.
I'm surprised I even answered that question. It's Herbie and Josh. Okay, Rock 955. Good afternoon. Coming out from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. There was a big match this week in the boxing world.
Yep.
Jake Paul, who's famous from YouTube. That's really who he is.
He was a Disney kid.
Yeah, he's a twin. He's got a brother.
Logan, who's a bit bigger, isn't he? He's doing really well for himself too. He fought Floyd Mayweather.
Isn't it? Like,
isn't crazy how much money they're making?
What are we doing?
Nothing.
You know, really should reconsider our life sometimes when you read what these guys are doing.
Just pull off stunts, you reckon?
Jake Paul, though, he took on Tyron Woodley in a fight. It lasted the 8 rounds, and then by split decision, it was actually Jake Paul who won.
Yeah, he's now undefeated, isn't he?
It's his only boxing match. Well, official. Like,
oh, because the others have been stunts, have they?
Yeah, others have just been YouTube ones. This is an official one. So after the fight, he took to Twitter, which most celebs like to take to, and he said, updated status, retired boxer.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, one fight and out. Similar to you.
I'm 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. Right. But 25 hours later, in shocking news, Jake Paul updated that status and said, out of retirement.
Yeah, right.
He's back.
It's such a weird thing. Because you can only do that as a sports star or as a singer.
Come out of retirement, like...
Just quickly. Because if you think about the process for us to come out, we have to put in our 4 weeks' notice. They've already filled the position by the time you've done it 4 weeks or whatever. They're gone, you know what I mean? So you can't just go, day after, do you know what? I'd like to come back, please. I'd like to be out of retirement.
It's very much one of those things 100%. Rich people do, but everyday people can't do.
We can't do it. Nah.
It's similar, like everyday people can go to the shops undercover, don't have to be their normal selves. So we have to go looking our worst selves. You know, UGG boots, we just get looked at, but they can just be whoever and no one will look at them because they've got
superstars?
A wig on.
Yeah, gotcha.
Got a wig on. Or even for my birthday, I went to Il Matto, Italian restaurant in Torquay. Yeah. That was lovely. If I was a celeb, I'd be flying to bloody Italy.
That's true.
That'd be
wouldn't have to pay. They'd be like, let's just do an Instagram post for us.
This is true.
You know?
I've seen you also at restaurants, haven't I?
With my 300 followers, they're my only post.
But I did think of one thing that celebs are doing, and that is he took to Twitter to announce his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a celeb, you can use Twitter as your own Google. So they don't actually have to go to Google and go, hey, who won the fight?
Oh, yeah,
they can ask all their followers
and get
a response. So Twitter is their Google. Us plebs having to go to a bloody search site.
You know, and maybe get a reliable source as opposed to a follower.
This is it. This is it. Coming out from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.